Ian was diagnosed in 2013 and in October with familial Alzheimer's disease. It's been a hard lesson learnt. There's so little awareness out there that people are just like, oh, but he's too young, but he's too young. And it's a constant battle of trying to make people aware of how serious and how unkind this illness really is. A couple of years before his diagnosis, he's always been a little bit forgetful, but it was like more than that. It was like not being able to finish the crossword and getting his words, muddled up back to front. He always used to be the life and soul and making everybody laugh and comfortable and pleasure to be around. All of a sudden, he was shouting at the kids and "Don't do that! Don't do that!" And I was like, "Whoa, that's not you." His mum died, and his brother and his sister have both passed away as well, all of the same disease. And when his sister was diagnosed with it, I was like, "Oh." Because I already knew about his mum, but I wasn't aware that it could be genetic, but obviously it is. My little boy, he's at that point where he doesn't like his dad. He always says, like, I want to see my dad, I just don't want to see my dementia dad. So he's sort of categorised the two. Going from having a partner and relying on somebody and having somebody to talk to and notice when I'm feeling down, it's just immense. It's just everything. People always used to say to me, "But he's not that bad." And I'm like, "Well, if you're around him all day, you'll notice it more." I mean, he's beyond that now. You can see that he's ill from looking at him. You have to live it. It's like people always used to say to me, "But he's not that bad. But he's not that bad." And I'm like, "Well, if you're around him all day, you'll notice it more." But obviously, I mean, he's beyond that now. You can see that he's ill from looking at him. He's on his final, like in the final stages, is how they put it. But he's been sectioned from, for being so aggressive, and it's, I mean, I went through it. I went to see him in when he was in hospital, like under section, and it was our anniversary. And I thought, right, I'll just take him a card. I know he's not going to appreciate it, but and some chocolates and that. And he was all pleased to see me, but then he started getting a bit aggressive, aggressive and that. And I just broke down, just like, because I at that moment I thought, you don't know who I am. You're smiling at me because I'm smiling at you, but you really don't know who I am. So, and that was, and I couldn't see him for a while after that. It just broke my heart. The amount of times I used to go out with Ian, and people used to look at him as if to go, "He's weird," or "He's crazy," or whatever. And you just wanted to put a sign around his neck and say, "I've got dementia." If more people were aware of it, then they will notice the signs. So if somebody's looking a little bit confused or talking rubbish, they will think, "Hold on, is this person suffering with this illness?" Instead of making them feel worse.